A week ago, the Trump administration fired the entire board of the National Science Foundation. UNR scientists weigh in on what this could mean for scientific research, both locally and nationally. KUNR's Kat Fulwider reports.
Universities, institutions, and scientists across the country rely on grant funding from the National Science Foundation, or NSF. The University of Nevada, Reno is no exception. Lee Dyer, an ecology professor at UNR, says he consistently relied on funding from the NSF since he began doing research in the 1980s. He says most basic scientific research in the U.S. is funded by them.
Well, basic research has no outside influence from corporations or from politicians, and this is why we have a board that oversees the National Science Foundation. The whole purpose of this board was to separate science that's funded by the federal government from politics.
Dyer says these positions were held by expert real-world scientists and were intended to be insulated from outside influences.
I think there are very clear reasons why this administration is cutting science and sees science as a threat to its agenda.
Fellow scientist Sudeep Chandra served as a former program manager for ecosystem science at the NSF. He says the move to fire the board was overtly political. He also warns against the dangers of politicizing science.
All of a sudden, scientists today feel like they have to be a little more like tiptoeing around discrete words so they can try to get their proposals funded.
Chandra says scientists now have to use wording like weather extremes in place of climate change to describe their research.
I think that's a real danger right now, is telling people in a democratic society what words they can or cannot use to help understand big challenges that affect our communities.
Jamie Voiles is a disease ecologist at UNR. She says the firing of the board impacts everyone who benefits from scientific innovation in their everyday life.
This isn't just about scientists. It's also about systems that keep people healthy, that keep food safe, that keep communities resilient, that keeps our environment clean.
Voiles says she is concerned for the future of science as well as the young researchers who may now be questioning going into scientific fields. For KUNR News, I'm Kat Fulwider.